USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The director of national intelligence now being grilled by a House committee as Joseph McGuire is being pressed about the delayed submission of an inspector general's report to Congress as required by law concerning a whistleblower report about a presidential phone call with the president of Ukraine. Democrats claim the president may have committed an impeachable offense when he urged the Ukrainian leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. But the Republicans say the whole issue is another in a long line of Democratic political stunts. The ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, says,
"This hearing itself is another example. Whistleblower inquiries should not be held in public at all. As our Senate counterparts, both Democrats and Republicans, obviously understand, their hearing with Mr. McGuire is behind closed doors."
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Iran's president addresses the UN General Assembly. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Iran's president warned world leaders that security in the energy-rich Persian Gulf could collapse quickly with one single blunder. He had a clear message for President Trump.
We have never surrendered to foreign aggression and imposition.
Speaking through an interpreter, Hassan Rouhani described U.S. policy as international piracy.
I hail from a country that has resisted the most merciless economic terrorism.
He said, as long as sanctions remain in place, then Iran will refuse to negotiate a nuclear deal.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is blocking some Iranian officials and their families from entering the United States. The president issuing a visa ban yesterday, calling Iran a state sponsor of terrorism that threatens the peace and stability of the Middle East and the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Getting word that former French President Jacques Chirac has died. Chirac was 86. Current French President Emmanuel Macron saying France will no longer make trade agreements with nations that are not part of the Paris Climate Accord. Macron making the announcement to the UN General Assembly yesterday. While he didn't name names, there's only one country in the world that's not party to the agreement, the United States. President Trump pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 pact. Screech from Saved by the Bell will be fighting the bagel boss guy in Atlantic City. Actor Dustin Diamond signing on to box Chris Morgan, who became famous earlier this year after a viral video showed him throwing a tantrum in a Long Island bagel restaurant. Former Mets and Phillies star Lenny Dykstra was supposed to box the 5-foot-tall Morgan, but backed out earlier this week. The big fight is coming up on Saturday, and an airline's now allowing you to put some space between you and a crying baby on a long flight. Japan Airlines announcing a new tool that helps you avoid sitting next to a fussy baby. The airline says passengers traveling with kids less than 2 years of age who book their seat on the JAL website will have a child icon displayed on their seats on the seat selection screen, letting other passengers know a kid will be sitting there. And next time you're online, for whatever reason, check us out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.